Welcome back to the Tanya Hall Show, where we embrace the power of social media and social business, marketing, branding. How are we using the web? What do you need to know about this change in evolution? And today we're talking with Andrew Grill, who is the CEO at Cred and the author of Social.bz and LondonCalling.co. At Social.bz, what do people find there, Andrew? I mean, you're talking all about social business, right?
Yeah, I mean, people talking a lot about social media, and I'm deliberately talking about social business because I think there's a difference. And someone asked me the other day, so what's the difference? You're talking about this, you're blogging about it. And I found a really simple analogy. Everyone's been to a Broadway show or a West End play, and they know what it's like. They walk in, they see a beautifully presented theatre, they have lovely seats, they get sold a program, they sit down and watch a fantastic show. That's social media. That's front of house. That's what you can see, and it's all got to look perfect. Behind the scenes, backstage, you've got the guys and gals dressed in black with headsets on. You never see them. You never talk to them. That's social business. They keep the show on the road. They're always watching what's happening front of house, making sure everything is running smoothly, getting feedback from the cues that are happening. If the lighting guy or gal misses a cue, then the audience front of house would notice. And that's a really easy one, I think, to explain the two. But a social business is really where you start involving all that you learn and hear and see on social media into your business processes. And I think too few companies are really doing it properly. They're talking about doing social with no real strategy. And so they're not a social business yet.
Well, and it is, you know, I got to say, there's a business that I'm consulting with that wants to use social media. And so we're talking, and really a lot of what they need to do is to actually get ready for social media. They've got some real basic fundamental things that they have to change as it relates to branding and really identifying what goals they want to achieve. I mean, how often do you find, Andrew, that when a business attempts to start into social business, that they aren't really ready?
Yeah, I mean, I've consulted with lots of businesses, old, new, and they all make the same mistake. They see everyone else setting up a Twitter page or a Facebook page or a YouTube channel, and they say, we'll have one of those, without really understanding what it all means. And I think any business that sets up a social profile, they pay what I call the Twitter tax. This isn't a real tax, it's a make-believe tax, but you imagine a big retailer, they've just gone to social media, they've just said proudly, we have a Twitter channel, and guess what? Everyone starts complaining about delivery times. So what they then do is, oh my goodness, we've got some real problems. What it does is it exposes their 30 years of broken processes. Same with telcos. Anyone who runs a mobile phone network knows that things break. And so I think the first thing is you need to do is you need to start by, you know, planning and then listening. What are people saying about my brand? Is there something simple we can fix so that when we do launch, we're not basically inviting criticism because we've fixed the problems, or at least we've identified what the problems are.
So, okay, you've got a lot of stories here. And by the way, I got slightly distracted when we first started back from break because you were telling me about Virgin America, and Richard Branson has launched the glass bottom plane. And I think I, you know, almost spit out a little bit of water there because it was, he's got this picture of an airplane with a complete glass bottom. I don't think I would travel ever again. I mean, could you imagine flying in a glass bottom plane?
Well, let's be clear. This is an April Fool's joke. We promised our listeners that we wouldn't trick them.
No, I get it.
This is an absolute April Fool's joke. And Richard is fantastic. It's a very clean, very very fun joke, and it's quite funny. And they've played up on it. BMW here in London did another one. They have developed a new pram just for the new royal baby, and they've taken out a quarter page newspaper ad to explain it. And BMW every year does something very funny. So seeing some brands really have fun with this, and I think brands that do that and their tone of voice is a bit of fun, like BMW and Virgin, they can get away with that, and people then respond positively on social media. But I think brands that it's a bit foreign for them to be funny see the backlash.
Yeah. And, you know, and you really don't want to try to, although I did, tell you what, I keep looking at this plane and I keep thinking, I couldn't do it. There's just no way I could fly in a plane like that. And I wouldn't put it past him to actually do it. But of course it is April Fool's, and lots of brands are taking advantage of making fun of the day. Just be really careful about everything you read on the internet today. And be careful of your friends and family too. You never know who's going to try to punk you. But social business is real, and you really do need to understand what you're doing before you get involved. You've been writing again on social.bz for a while. What is one of the stages, or how does somebody actually get to be a part of social business?
Well, in fact, there's been a number of great reports out that on that site I've started to review. One recently by Brian Solis and Charlene Lee from Altimeter Group have got an excellent review of. They looked at 600 companies and they surveyed them to see where they're at. And one of the biggest problems people are finding is that it's the senior executives that don't get social. This is not a criticism. To ask a normal CEO to start tweeting and blogging is very foreign. And because they don't understand it, they can't work out how to fund it. So what we're seeing is that with all the best intentions and people setting up all these pages and having a social presence, they're eventually hitting the quicksand because when they ask for more funds and more money and more headcount, people are saying, I don't get it. Explain how this actually enhances our business. So a social business is a company that is, yes, doing things on social, but they know how to link it directly to everything that a business wants to achieve. And so it's easy to explain to a CEO that the reason we're doing this is to actually X, Y, Z. And so I think part of the planning has got to be not have the most pretty page or the best tweets. It's how is what we're doing going to interface with the rest of the business, and how can I prove to my CEO that we're going to reduce costs or increase revenue? That's the hardest part. So being a social business is where the rubber hits the road, and you've got to get serious about social and really see what you can do internally as well. Maybe in the next break we'll talk about how internally you can really use social.
Well, and I think the first question that you have to ask, certainly from an acquisition or reaching out to potential customers, or even reaching out to existing customers, is what is your goal? Before you get involved in social media, what are you really trying to achieve? And I think, Andrew, especially from a marketing perspective, that's the first question you should be asking in business. And as a business leader, you should be really focused on whatever that goal is that you have for your business. So maybe your goal is to acquire a new demographic of customer or client, or maybe it's to launch a new product. And whatever that number one goal that you have, everything that you do has to tie back into that. And I see people really just, you know, feeling like they've kind of got to do everything. They've got to get on Pinterest. All of it should go back to answering that basic question. What do you say about that, Andrew?
Well, that's exactly correct. I mean, if the goal of the business is to sell more widgets and having a Facebook or a Twitter page doesn't meet that objective, then very soon some executive is going to close it down. The very smart social people I've seen have done a great job at the front end, front of house, getting the social media presence happening, and then they've linked it into what actually has to happen downstream. So, for example, if people are complaining about delivery times for a retailer, are we feeding that back into the customer service teams and into the delivery department to fix the problems? Because that's some free research that we don't have to go out and ask for. And so I think the smart CEOs, even if they don't get social because they're not actively using it, because it's not their thing, they realize this is another very rich source of data that they can actually use. And it goes beyond just happy, funny tweets. It actually goes and drives the business further. And I think we're going to hear a lot more about social business actually generating revenue. There's been a great report by, I think it was Capgemini, that looked over the period of 2 years and saw which companies had really embraced social, and guess what? They end up being the most profitable. So there is a real bottom line impact when businesses go social.
Well, and absolutely, and I'm not even going to mention this guy's name, but there's somebody that he's been on my show before, because we do cover everything, social business, social media, and marketing, and he actually wrote a book saying basically that social media doesn't work, and he made a post on Facebook yesterday asking for businesses that have tried to use social media and it failed, and a peer of mine commented and said, well, there's too many factors here. I mean, a lot of businesses have tried social media and it failed, but that didn't mean that social media failed them. It's just they failed to use it correctly. What do you say about that, Andrew?
Well, one of the examples recently was that Coke said, and then they then retracted, that social media doesn't drive the needle. But probably Coke is the worst example, because how Coke sells so many billions of cans of cola every year, to move the needle slightly would be probably hard to detect. So I think people that look at it short term and say it hasn't worked really aren't looking at the bigger picture. But I think there's actually more value in looking inside the organization. If you're an organization of 2,000 people, there are social techniques you can use inside the company to actually improve, you know, connectivity and also improve workflow and communication.
Well, let's talk about that when we come back from break. We're also going to talk about turning likes into leadership. Stay tuned to the Tanya Hall Show. We'll be right back after this really quick timeout.
I'm a child, there's nothing to play, but that's what they said yesterday.